our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm happy to be back with you again. And I thank you for how well you have greeted my wife and I. My wife is here with me this morning. Her name is Mary. And would you wave your hand, please? Okay. We have been married about 51 years. And we have 3 children and 5 grandchildren. No problem. Well, it's good to be here with you once again. We were here just a few weeks ago and I sang for you. Well, I didn't bring any music with me today, so I'll speak to you. And thank you very much. I thank Brother Gary for the invitation. And I thank Brother Lee for his translation for me this morning. And he promised me that nothing would be lost in the translation. Okay, well, if you would, you've already read the scripture in the book of Ephesians this morning. You read those verses, chapter 5, verses 21 through
33.
And we're going to be talking about this morning the priorities of building a strong family. As believers, we are to view all of life from God's perspective. Let me explain. God's purpose for all who have believed is for us to give Him worship. And that worship is in the form of obedience. According to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, God tells us to present our bodies to Him as living sacrifices. That means totally, entirely. We are to present our bodies to Him in order that He might make us in the image of Jesus Christ. Because God intends to be glorified, He wants to be glorified in His obedient people. And why is that? Because God wants the world around us to see and to be attracted to Him by the beauty of His holy people. Because God is a missionary God. Just as He reached out to us that we might know Jesus Christ, He's reaching out to others around us, through us, that they might know Jesus Christ. And He wants the world to be attracted to Him by the beauty of His holy people. That is the church. And we are the church. Now, God's purposes are wide. And if you remember the story of Abraham, we are told that God blessed Abraham in order that he might be a blessing to the whole world. He told Abraham that he would make him the father of many nations. So our preaching is therefore directed toward that purpose. To build up God's people. And strengthen His church, and bring glory to God. Among the worst tragedies of our day is the progressive death of the family. That is the death of the family as it has been traditionally known to us. Now we see the symptoms all around. Some of the symptoms are radical feminism,
我们看到比如说极端的女权主义,
same-sex couples wanting to be married,
同性恋的婚姻,
couples choosing to live together rather than be married,
未婚同居,
all these add to the death and the dissolution of the family. But those are merely symptoms. The basic cause is the rejection of God and His Christ. Well, Christian marriages and families are to be radically different from those of the world. We have an enemy. He's called the devil. And he's opposed to everything that is called God and the family. And he makes the family a particular target of his. And all of our families experience the same thing. The same attacks. My family is no different than your family. But God wants to build our family. And the victory is won through the power of God as we exercise faith in His promises in the Scriptures of truth. God wants us to view life from His perspective. He wants us to see life through His eyes. And so He has given us the Bible in order that we might do that. And when we see life from God's perspective, we will then set certain priorities based on God's Word that He might accomplish His purpose for our family. And so I've listed certain priorities that are important for us to follow. You have those priorities listed in your program. And as you take a look at them, we'll begin to look at them one by one. And because we're preaching through a translator this morning, we have to be very much aware of our time. And I'm not going to be able to expound as much as I'd like to without keeping you all day. But let's look at the first priority. It'll give us a historic perspective. The first priority is the priority of the choice to obey the Lord. And as we look back in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 14, Joshua says these words. Can you read that, please?
耶稣雅说,现在你们要敬畏耶和华,曾经使义的侍奉他,将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉,去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好,今日就可以选择所要侍奉的神。
Now Joshua challenged the people of Israel with these words after Moses had died. He brought them to the city of Shechem to review God's history with them. And he also determined at that time that he and his family would serve the Lord. No matter what struggles and challenges they may have. Now every family has challenges and struggles.
每一个家庭都有挑战，都有挣扎。
We are often disappointed with our children.
很多时候我们对儿女失望。
But I'm sure at some point our parents were disappointed with us.
我们知道说，以前我们的父母对我们也失望过。
Some families prayed and some families did not.
有些家庭祷告，有些没有祷告。
But because we are Christians,
因为我们是基督徒,
we are to pray.
我们应当祷告,
no matter what the struggles and failures we may experience.
不管我们经历什么样的挣扎和失败,
Joshua was convinced that God is faithful.
耶稣亚他有这样的信心, 神是信实的。
And we must ask ourselves, are we convinced that God is faithful?
我们要自问说我们有这样的信心吗?
Will we come to the conclusion that God is our first priority?
我们有这样的决心说神是我们最重要的。
And that we will obey him at all costs.
不管付什么代价我们都要顺服他。
Priority number two.
第二个,
the priority of a long-range view.
第二个就是要有长远的观点。
Now I wear glasses because I can't see afar off.
我戴眼镜是因为我看不远。
So I need help to see afar off.
我需要有帮助的。
And that help comes from these glasses.
就是用这个眼镜来帮助我。
God wants us to be able to see afar off.
神也愿意我们能看得远。
And so he gives us his word in order that we might be able to see far into the future.
所以他就把他的话给我们，所以能让我们看得远。
Psalm 103, verse 17.
诗篇103篇。 十七节十八节，但耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙，就是那些遵守他的约、纪念他的训词而遵行的人。Now
this priority can have a long-range impact on our families.
这个当务之急对于我们的家庭有长远的影响。And
we must always see it in that way.
我们总是应当这样来看。
Not just as far as our grandchildren,
不光是我的孙子孙女,
but who knows how far God will extend his mercy and grace to all of our generations.
我们可能知道说神的恩典要延长多少代。
Now my mother and my grandmother had a long range view.
我的妈妈,我的祖母,他们的眼光很长远。
Now I never knew my father.
我不认识我的父亲。
So my mother and grandmother had their hands full.
他们非常的，我的母亲祖母非常的忙。
They had a lot of work to do.
他们有很多事要做。
But they trusted in the Lord.
但他们信靠神。
And they prayed for me.
他们为我祷告。
Because they had their eyes set on the possibility.
因为他们的眼光能看见那一切的可能。
They had their sights set far into the future for me.
他们的眼光能够看到长远的将来。
And they knew that if they prayed for me,
他们知道说如果他们为我祷告,
and gave me the love and discipline that I need,
给我爱，也给我管教,
that would have long-range implications.
将会有长远的影响。
Priority number three.
第三点，当务之急。
The priority of a strong marriage relationship.
有一个稳固敬虔的婚姻。
This is absolutely essential.
这是最关键的。
That's why we read those verses in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 33.
这个刚才我们所读一部所说第五章21到33节。
But the key to these verses is verse 21.
最重要的是21节。
It concerns a mutual submission.
那里说到一个彼此的顺服。
We say submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
The secret of harmony is in the home, then is the fullness of the Spirit.
家庭和谐的秘密是灵的丰富。
The unity of the church and the harmony of the home depend on the Spirit of God.
教会的合一，家的和谐，乃是在乎神的灵。
It is power from within, not outside pressure, that holds the church and the home together.
乃是里面的能力，不是外面的压力，能够把我们的教会维持。
That is our starting place.
这是我们的起点。
I think the problem is that we have a wrong concept of this marriage relationship.
我觉得我们对于婚姻的观念有很多错误。
We often think that the male should be dominant over the female.
我们觉得说，男性要占一个主导的，总是要主导女性。
But from God's perspective, that is not the way.
但是从神的眼光并不如此。
His answer is mutual submission.
神的答案乃是说彼此顺服。
That is giving ourselves one to another in the fear of God equally.
是把我们自己都交给神，我们是平等。
My advice would be,
我的建议
for men and wives, husbands and wives, to give themselves to careful study of the Word of God.
我建议丈夫和妻子就要认真的来研读神的话语。
And we first submit ourselves to Him.
先把自己交给神。
We have the Spirit of God.
我们有神的灵。
And when Christians are filled with the Word of God, they will have the same characteristics.
当圣徒他们充满神的灵，他们的性情就会相近。
Whether they be the husband or the wife,
不管是丈夫，不管是妻子。
Now I don't have time to stop and give a seminar on marriage today.
我今天没有时间做婚姻的讲座。
But I would suggest,
但是我要建议
that you give yourselves careful study to this passage of scripture.
我们来好好的研读这些的话语。
Just as an individual can find fulfillment in the right relationship with God,
就像我们单独一个人能够在神的话语里能够找到完全。
So the family can find complete fulfillment only as believing parents and children follow God's design for the family.
作为家庭来说，如果父亲儿女他们都完全的遵从神，我们也能够得到完全。
But let me warn you,
有点告诫。
When you begin to walk with God on a daily basis,
当你每日与神同行
and you draw near to Him and He draws near to you,
你更亲近神，神就更亲近你
He will reveal to you all of those dark places that you want to stay hidden away.
他会显露你心中幽暗之处
He will reveal to you where we are lacking.
他会显露我们所缺的
He will reveal to you all of those secret places in our hearts where we pay more attention to tradition than His Word.
他会显露我们心中那些隐秘的地方，也许我们看那些繁琐过于看他自己。
But He'll do that only to draw you to Himself.
但是神那么做乃是叫我们与他更亲近。
In order that He might live His life through you.
让他的生命能够通过我们活出来。
You know, the basis of salvation is this. That God saves us by the blood of Jesus Christ, and He chooses to come and live inside this body. Not that we might try hard to be good Christians, but as we submit to Him, He lives His life through us.
他把他的生命在我们里面活出来。
And so that's God's purpose.
这是神的旨意。
So to be filled with the Spirit of God means to be controlled by the Word of God.
被神的灵充满乃是被神的话所掌控。
We see that back in the scripture in the chapter 5 of Ephesians and verse 18. He says, And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
在以弗所书五章十八节那里说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And to be filled with the Spirit means to be controlled by the Word of God.
被灵充满乃是说让神的话来掌握你。
Priority number four.
第四个当务之急。
The priority of knowing that children are a gift from God.
乃是知道说儿女乃是神的礼物。
That means to have a right view of our children.
对我们的儿女要有一个正确的观点。
Now, I didn't know that my children were a gift from God.
我不知道我的儿女是神给我的礼物。
Because when I had my first child, I was not a Christian.
我有第一个孩子的时候，我还没有信主。
And I could not appreciate these things that I'm reading now.
所以我就不能够真正的感激我所得到的话。
But children are a gift from God for several reasons.
但是神确实是神，儿女确实是神给的礼物。
And Lee, would you read Psalm 127:3, please?
3-5, please.
The Word of God says children are an heritage of the Lord.
所以说儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
When it speaks of a heritage, the Bible,
圣经里说的这个产业,
that means that children are like a precious heirloom. Now, do any of you have precious things that you have in your house?
他说到这是一个非常宝贵的，就像一个传家宝。
That you want to pass down through your generations.
可以一代一代传下去的。
It may be an expensive piece of furniture.
也是一个很珍贵的家具。
It may be expensive silverware.
也许是那个银具。
Or it may be a classic car.
甚至是一个古董车。
But you don't want to sell it, you want to pass on through the generations because of its value.
你永远不想卖,你是想一代一代传下去。
Well, that's what children are to us.
儿女对我们也是这样。
Those precious things are called an heirloom.
这些宝贵的东西我们称它为传家宝。
And so it's valuable.
是非常珍贵的。
And our children are like heirlooms.
我们的儿女就像这些传家宝。
They are valuable.
他们很有价值。
They want that something of value to pass on to future generations.
而且这个价值不只是一代，是要一代一代传下去。
And that's the way we want to do with our children.
这是我们对儿女应该这样来看。
Not only that, verse 4 says, they are as arrows in the hand of a mighty man.
第四节说，他们好像勇士手中的箭。
So arrows are weapons, are they not?
他们是武器。
Weapons of warfare.
是征战的武器。
Children are like arrows in the hand of a mighty man.
儿女好像勇士手中的箭。
So as we begin to grow older,
当我们年长的时候,
and we cannot do the things that we used to do when we were younger, we need our children to come in sometimes and fight for us. They shall also speak with the enemies in the gate. That's what that means.
要在城门口和仇敌说话。
I have a friend
我有个朋友,
whose birthday party we attended several weeks ago. He turned 90 years old. And his wife is in her upper 80s. Here's the fascinating thing about that. He's beginning to get dementia. And he forgets a lot of the past. And he didn't recognize who some of us were, even though we had known him for a long time. And it, as Lee reminded me, it happens in every culture. But here's the good thing about what his child has done. His son bought him a home right next door to theirs. And he and his wife are able to be there for them.
然后他的儿子媳妇能够在他们旁边,
to take care of their business for them.
能够照顾他们。
And if it comes down to fighting for them, they will fight for them.
如果需要征战的时候, 他会为他们征战。
They protect their parents. They are as arrows in their father's hand.
保护他们就好像勇士手中的箭。
And so, when, so children are a gift, they are a blessing.
所以儿女是礼物, 是祝福。
So when they are brought up in the nurture and instruction of the Lord,
按照神的话语来管教照顾他们,
they learn to hold you in high esteem.
他们就会尊重你。
And when we grow old,
那我们年长，
they're able to take up our cause, whether in business or even to fight for us.
他们会照顾我们，甚至为我们来征战。
Priority number five.
第五点，当务之急。
The priority of holding your parents in high esteem, being obedient children.
做顺服的儿女，尊重你的父母。
In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, we read these words.
在以弗所书第六章一到四节，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，子女得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Now, the Bible talks about children being obedient to their parents.
这里圣经说到儿女要顺服父母。
And we're reminded that this was the first commandment with promise.
这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And that commandment is found back in the book of Exodus.
这是乃是在记载在出埃及记当中。
And not only are children to be obedient and honor their parents,
儿女不仅要顺服尊重父母。
The fathers have a certain responsibility also.
这个父亲也有一个责任。
The responsibility of the fathers is not to provoke their children to wrath.
这里说不要惹儿女的气。
Don't make them angry.
不要使得他们发怒。
That statement, provoke to wrath, means it suggests a repeated ongoing pattern of bad treatment of your children.
这里乃是说一种持续的一种坏的对待你儿女的模式。
And that bad treatment builds up a deep-seated anger and resentment that boils over into hostility.
那些不好的对待儿女在他们心中会播下那个不好的种子。
Some of the symptoms are,
有一些的症状。
We have too high expectations for our children.
有时候我们的期望过高。
And they can never do enough to satisfy us.
我们觉得不管他们做什么都不能让我们满意。
We can be overprotective.
或者我们会过度的保护。
We show them a lack of trust.
就没有那个足够的信任他们。
I have a cousin
我有一个表弟
that I grew up with
我们一起长大
and her mother and her father did these things with her
她的父母这样子对她
they were overprotective
他们对她过度的保护
they expected too much from her
他们期望太高
nothing was ever good enough that she did
不管做什么都不够好
and she is unstable to this day
所以她今天仍然不稳定
she even had a family
她有家庭
and a husband
有丈夫
and at one point in their marriage
在他们婚姻的一个阶段
she abandoned her husband and her children
她抛弃了丈夫也抛弃了
and they have not seen her since
他们就再也没见过她
and I think it, all of that is because she was provoked to anger
我觉得那些就是因为她常常在那个怒气的里面
but we should bring them up in the discipline and the counsel of the Lord
那我们要照着主的教导来管教他们。
And we have a good chance of bringing up good children.
那我们就会有好的儿女。
Children who will learn to trust the Lord.
懂得信靠神的儿女。
And that brings up priority number six.
那我们就来到了第六点。
The priority of prayer.
乃是当务之急乃是要祷告。
In Ephesians 6:18,We read these words.
在以弗所书第六章十八节，那里说到，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
We should pray always because
我们要不住的祷告。
We are in a spiritual warfare.
因为我们乃是在属灵的征战当中。
And this warfare is intense.Our Lord Jesus Christ had a priority of prayer.
我们的主耶稣基督，他的当务之急就是祷告。
Because when Jesus came as a man,
当 耶稣降世为人。
He submitted himself to the Father.
他把自己完全交给父神。
And so he prayed.
他就祷告。
We are men.
我们。
And we must pray.
我们是人，我们必须祷告。
Prayer was a priority in Jesus' life.
在主耶稣的生活当中，祷告一贯是最重要。
And we can see the circumstances that led Jesus to pray.
我们可以看到各种的情形啊，都是来祷告。
Jesus prayed before making major decisions.
在主做重大的决定的时候，他都要祷告。
That is, he prayed before choosing his disciples.
他拣选门徒之前，他祷告。
We find that in Luke chapter 6, verse 12.
在路加福音六章十二节呢。
We won't read it, but I'd like for you to write it down.
我今天不读，但是希望你记下来。
Jesus also prayed during unusually busy days.
他不管一天非常的忙碌，他仍然是祷告。
He had many demands on his energies and attention.
他有周围有许多的需求，啊，需要他的精力。
We find that in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 23.
马太福音14章13节。
Jesus prayed in the great crises and turning points of his life.
耶稣在重大的危机和转折点那里，他都祷告。
Those turning points were at his baptism.
比如他的受洗。
His transfiguration.
他的变相。
And his crucifixion.
以及被钉十字架。
He also prayed before he went to the cross.
在他上十字架之前，
耶稣祷
告。
He prayed as he was on the cross.
他在十字架上面，他祷告。
He prayed, Father, forgive them.
他说父啊，赦免他们。
Because they do not know what they're doing.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
And in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, we find these verses.
在路加福音十八章第一节。主耶稣设一个比喻，叫人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Pray and don't give up.
祷告，不要放弃。
Pray and never quit.
祷告，不要放弃。
Don't get discouraged.
不要灰心。
All of us as families go through crises.
我们每一个家庭都会有危机。
All of us as families have our struggles.
每一个家庭都有争。
All of us as families need to pray one for the other.
我每一个家庭都需要为彼此祷告。
To pray is to declare that God and this world are at cross purposes.
祷告就是宣告说神的意愿和这个世界是正好相反。
The old song goes, Is this vile world a friend to grace to help us on to God?
乃是借着神的恩典。
This world is not a friend to grace to help us on to God. It's at cross purposes with God.
这个世界不是站在神那边，是和神相敌对的。
To faint or to lose heart is to act as if they are not.
灰心失望就是好像不承认自己。
Prayer says to God, I trust in you and not myself.
祷告就是向神说，我信靠你，不是信靠我自己。
Prayer says to God, I'm asking for your will, not my own.
祷告就是说照着你的旨意，不是照着我。
You remember in the garden?
我们记得在园中。
Where Jesus prayed?
耶稣的祷告。
If it be possible, let this cup pass from me.
倘若可行，让这杯离开我。
This cup of bearing sin.
这杯乃是担当所有的罪。
Which was a horrible thing to contemplate.
其实是无法想象的。
Nevertheless, he prayed, not my will, but thine be done.
但主耶稣仍然祷告说，照着你的旨意，不是照着我的。
So to pray is to ask God for his will, not my own.
祷告乃是寻求神的旨意，不是我们自己的旨意。
And all we need to is to examine the record of how God responds to the prayers of his people.
我们只需要去查考神怎样回应他儿女的祷告。
Examine closely the result of their faith in God.
我们去查考说他们向着神的信心得到怎样的结局。
If you study the book of Hebrews chapter 11 very closely,
如果你看希伯来书十一章仔细的看
you can see what God accomplished through the prayers and the faith of his people.
看到那些信心的见证人神怎样成就他们的结局。
So every family has its own set of challenges.
每一个家庭有他们自己独特的挑战,
and are in need of constant prayer from every other family. Never feel that you're the only family having these problems.
不要总是想,
so ultimately,
最终,
God Himself is the builder of strong families. As we lovingly submit to His good, acceptable, and perfect will. We must therefore have priorities in order to build strong families. The promises and the power of God and prayer are the answers. God Himself is the strong wall of protection around our family. So we look to God. And the keys to victory are these priorities. If we follow these priorities, God promises us good success. So let's trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Trust Him to build our families and make them strong. Because the battle is the Lord's. And without that trust in God, we will certainly not have good success. And we will not build strong families. Let's pray. Heavenly Father,
天父,
we thank you for this day.
为这一天我们感谢你,
we thank you for your promises.
感谢你的应许,
because you said, because of these promises,
你说因着这些应许,
we become participants in the holy nature.
我们能够与圣洁的性情有份,
we thank you, our Father, that we can depend on your strength.
感谢父, 我们能够靠着你的力量,
and not our own.
不是我们自己的力量,
so Father, I pray for all of the families in this church.
天父,
I pray that their hearts are encouraged this morning through this message.
愿你让他们的心, 被勉励,
thank you for the privilege of being here to share with them.
感谢主让我站在这里来分享,
so bless these families.
祝福这些家,
and make them strong, Lord.
让他们得以坚固,
and we pray that that blessing would go on through their generations.
让祝福一代一代临到他们,
so we commit them to you.
把他们交在你的手中,
in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
Amen.